Amen. Well, it's an honor to be able to bring the word tonight. Our title tonight is In a Worthy Manner. Ephesians 4, verse 1. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. What is the calling the Apostle Paul is referring to here? Verses 4 to 6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Our calling tonight, according to this passage, is to hope in Jesus Christ, to love and serve the one true God, one faith tonight. And the apostle urges us to walk worthy of our calling, which is to glorify the one who is worthy of everything from us. You know, we don't need to prove tonight that Jesus is worth us following him. That's already been proven. But we make the choice every day if he is worth the manner in which we live. Colossians 1, 16 to 17. For by him all things were created, that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist. God, the creator and father of all, decided that we were worth creating and dying for. You see, according to his word, we are not worthy to be called God's children because of works that we have done. But Jesus made us worthy of forgiveness by providing the sacrifice through his death. So here we have the question tonight. Will we live in a manner worthy of our calling? Colossians 1, verses 10 to 13. That you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. What does it look like tonight to walk in a worthy manner? Number one is this, a servant worthy. Colossians 1:10 out of the Amplified. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, displaying admirable character, moral courage, and personal integrity, to fully please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work, and steadily growing in the knowledge of God, with deeper faith, clearer insight, and fervent love for his precepts. 1 Samuel 12:24. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. And I wonder tonight, when we consider our lives without Christ, an eternity without Jesus, does it humble us? Does it cause us to be so grateful that we desire to serve and please him? King David is a beautiful example to us of one who was a servant who walked worthy of the call. His life was not perfect by any means, but he continually displayed attributes of a servant at every turn. Serving is devotion, a willing heart. David desired to follow the heart of God above his own heart. Psalm 40, verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my God, and your law is within my heart. Deuteronomy 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. Serving is humility, a humble heart at all times. When we look at the life of King David, he went from taking care of sheep to leading an entire nation, all the while with humility. And every time he went into battle, he continually asked of God because he was desperate to hear God's voice. He so wanted the blessing and direction of God, true marks of a humble servant. 1 Chronicles 17, verse 16. Then King David went in and sat before the Lord, and he said, "Who am I, O Lord God? And what is my house that you have brought me this far?" Have you ever said that to the Lord before? Serving is denying self and the old masters. Romans 6, 16 out of the New Living Translation. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. We have all experienced the temptation to be self-pleasing instead of God-pleasing. And a familiar passage for us out of Joshua 24, verses 14 to 15. "Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt. Serve the Lord. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." There might be old masters. There may be old idols, an old way of living that we must not turn back to. Serving is giving up our will and being faithful to serve his will. How many have ever found that easy to do in your life? Luke 9, 23. "Then he said to them all, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Number two tonight, a soldier worthy. In our passage from Colossians 1, after it says to walk worthy of the Lord in verses 11 and 13, "strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love." We are servants of God, but we are also soldiers in God's army who have been called to be strengthened by him because he has delivered us from the power of darkness. We have been made worthy to be forgiven and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ, but we have a responsibility to continue to walk in victory over our enemies every single day. So the first part under this point is know the battle. Galatians 5, 1 out of the NIV, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." You see, there is a battle that is raging tonight for your faith, that is raging for your holy living and for your victory in Jesus. Jesus is worthy of you fighting for the daily freedom that he paid his life for. There will be confusion from culture. There will be false doctrine that will try and attack your faith. 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 to 4, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier." A soldier who walks worthy of his freedom must hold fast to the truth of God's word. Your freedom and your faith will also be tested during the trials that will try and attack your flesh, that will try and attack your heart and mind. Discouragement, unbelief, disappointment, despair. And the temptation will be for you to remain in these feelings until your faith is weakened and your trust in God is completely destroyed. Have you ever felt distressed before? I wonder if your feelings of distress have ever had command over your life. Psalm 42, verses 5 and 8. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. The Lord will command his loving kindness, and in the night his song shall be with me, a prayer to the God of my life. David knew incredible distress and temptation sometimes to turn away from God as his commander, yet he knew what it meant to command his own soul to sing and pray to God, and he was delivered. The second part here under this point is trust your commander in every trial and tribulation. Psalm 125, verse 1, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. A soldier will face enemies and weakness in his flesh. A soldier will face temptations and the heat of pressure. But soldiers have commanders who are there to train and equip. And as the commander is leading the army, giving direction, encouragement, and sometimes, yes, correction, there is going to be a trust that is going to be required from the soldier in order to be able to endure. But is not God worthy of our trust that he has purpose in every situation that we face? Yes, there will be rocky ground. Yes, there will be storms. There will be fires that we will have to walk through. But if we believe that God is real, then we must trust that he also reigns over every situation that we find ourselves in. God reigns in the darkness of Babylon. He reigns in the kingdom of his light. We have nothing to fear from this culture, from the situations around us. We have nothing to fear in this life because of this. We have nothing to fear from the climate because we trust in the one true God who is not only reigning, but he is ruling over all of it. When your enemy of fear is taunting you, when the worry and anxiety is crushing in on you, when your disappointment and your discouragement is so heavy that you don't even know how you can bear under the weight of it, it's going to be in those moments where you are going to have to fortify your soul and you are going to have to remind your soul to trust in the truth and the power of God Almighty. There is a reason that his word is living, because when we pull the promises of God, we speak the word of God into the thoughts that are speaking lies. When we declare his truth into the emotions of our heart, there is a physical shift that begins to take place. Isaiah 55, verse 9, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Romans 8, 26 to 28, the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. And so I remind my soul that there is purpose and strength being developed, that the Holy Spirit is literally interceding for the will of God to be accomplished in every situation and every trial. Hebrews tells us that Jesus ever lives to make intercession for us. And he is praying that your faith would not fail. Isaiah 42, verse 13, the Lord shall go forth like a mighty man. He shall stir up his zeal like a man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shout aloud. He shall prevail against his enemies. And so in the midst of your enemy attack, in your darkest hour, Jesus Christ is praying for you to trust in God, your commander, who is a man of war, who is securing your victory in the name of Jesus. The third way we overcome under this point is be obedient to train with your weapons. Galatians 5:16, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of this flesh. We cannot live worthy of our calling without the power of the Holy Spirit and our weapons. 2 Corinthians 10:4-6, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Verse 6, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Our weapons will demolish strongholds when our obedience is fulfilled. Church, be obedient to crucify the flesh. Be obedient to resist Satan's attack. Your spiritual weapons will have power. I'm so thankful for David's example here to us. The familiar story of when he went up against Goliath. We've heard the story many times, but we are told in this passage that David shows up to the battlefield, and what he sees is the entire Israelite army fleeing in fear from their one giant, Goliath. And you know, if you read this passage, we are told that David was excited to go to the battlefield. He had high hopes in this army. But he was soon disappointed when he sees them give in to their enemy of fear instead of picking up their weapons and fortifying their trust and their faith in God. But what I love in this passage is the cry that begins to rise up out of young David. In 1 Samuel 17, he says these words, well, who is this uncircumcised Philistine who should defy the armies of the living God? Is there not a cause? Let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and fight this Philistine. The story tells us that David indeed defeated that giant that day because of his faith and his obedience. And I wonder tonight if we could just hear the Spirit of God speaking to us in this place and saying, who is your giant tonight? In the face of your giant, let not your heart fail. Is there not a cause? The cause is for you to walk as a soldier worthy of the call in the greatest spiritual army on this earth. Who dares to defy the sons and the daughters of the living God who have been equipped to win every single battle, who have been promised that their weapons will destroy every spirit of heaviness if they would be obedient to train and to fight with them? Your shield of faith, the belt of truth, your trust in the sword of the Spirit. We cannot leave them to the side. We cannot think that they won't do anything for us. We have to be obedient to pick them up, to train and to fight with them if we want to walk worthy of our calling. And you know, as a soldier, we never stop remembering. We never stop calling on the name of Jehovah Jireh. God, you will provide. What is your need tonight? Do you believe in Jehovah Jireh that he will provide for every single need that you have? Jehovah Rapha tonight, God, we believe that you are able to heal even when it seems impossible in the natural. Jehovah Shalom. God, you are our peace in the face of every worry, every anxiety, and every spirit of depression in the name of Jesus Christ. And Jehovah Nissi, our victory, our battle, he comes to fight our battles every single time. Trust and obey. Resist temptation. Declare the word. Worship and pray in faith. Let's have the worship ministry routine return, please. Number three tonight, the final thing is this, a sacrifice worthy. Romans 12, verse 1 out of the NIV, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. 2 Chronicles 7, 1, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. The burnt offering in this passage here, it means bringing it all. It means offering every part of our lives. When we submit and offer every area as worship to God, a holy, living sacrifice, our offering ascends to heaven. God is pleased and his fire falls. God wants to endow us, church, with his Holy Spirit and his fire. When your life of worship shows a manner worthy of a living sacrifice, two things happen. There is a greater intimacy with the Lord, and a greater authority is released for victory. Saul was delivered from his distressing spirit as David played worship over him. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, we read the incredible story of King Jehoshaphat and his people and how as they went out before the army into battle, and they began singing this, "Praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." Once they began to sing these words, it says, "God set ambushes and destroyed every one of their enemies." When we sing of his holiness and mercy, when we sing hallelujah, our God reigns. He is worthy of it all. The presence and the deliverance of God is released. Can you sing on the mountain and in the valley? Hallelujah, he is worthy. He reigns. In your darkest moments, maybe in that hospital room even, in the moments when you don't understand, and you are tempted to be overcome instead of overcoming, is he still worthy? In every dark place of our lives, he never stops being worthy of our living sacrifice of worship. You know, when we worship, the power of the Holy Spirit is released for us to overcome the heaviness of spirit and the spiritual powers of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. When we walk in a manner worthy, his fire will fall upon your life to burn for him. How many want that? Do you want to burn for him? Do you want your family to burn for him? Do you want the fire of God to be in your home in such a manner that others would notice? The fire of God will strengthen your faith, will strengthen your trust and your overcoming spirit. And you know, I just felt led to end with this one passage tonight that we are called to live wise in the manner in which we live in light of the coming of the Son of Man. Luke 21, verses 34 to 36. "But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." We have been made worthy to enter into eternity with our Savior. We have been made worthy to be able to do this. But church, we have to live worthy of this call so that we can escape the snare of the enemy who is tempting your faith and your endurance to not remain steadfast until the day of his return. Jesus is coming back one day for a bride who walked worthy of her calling, a bride who served well, a bride who fought the good fight of faith, a bride who trusted and obeyed well. And when you stand before him on that day all alone, do you long to hear the words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Let's stand together tonight. You have been made worthy tonight to be called a son and daughter. We want to give space, just a couple of moments, for you to respond. If you have a prayer request, if you'd like people to come and just lay hands on you, we want to invite you to be able to do that. But is there any area the Holy Spirit maybe is just speaking to you about? Can you trust him for today and for tomorrow, that he reigns and is moving in your situation. As a living sacrifice, is there anything that needs to be placed on the altar that your life would be free, that your life would truly burn for him? Revelation 5, 10 to 12, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. Then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." May our lives reflect that he is worthy of every area of our life to bring glory to him. We're going to lift up this song, but if you want prayer for anything, please just come. But let's lift up this song together and worship to the Lord.